You can begin to misbehave by starting small. Stroll the city and don't use the crosswalks. Talk to strangers. Bite hard candies. Check out a huge stack of books from the library and disregard the due dates.
This is WooshK co-founder Christy Nami Erickson reading her poem, A Good Girl's Guide to Misbehaving.
Bring a dozen rainbow-sprinkled donuts to work and don't share them. After a while, you can try staying up past your bedtime. When your alarm goes off, push snooze every 5 minutes for an hour.
While she won't compete this Saturday, she'll voice this piece as one of several opening performers at the Juno Arts and Culture Center.
It sounds so aggressive, the idea of a poetry slam, but it's actually kind of been dubbed the friendliest competition in town. It really is about being able to share our words, share our stories in a very supportive, inclusive environment.
Erickson says there can be differences between traditional poetry and what people can expect to hear at the Grand Slam.
Spoken word is written with the intent to share it with others. So it's different than like maybe what you write in a diary and hide under your pillow. It's work that you are willing to give to an audience and are willing to kind of perfect it in a way that makes sure that what you're trying to convey gets conveyed.
And its roots are varied.
It's come out of really rich traditions of hip-hop, resistance, and social justice. So a lot of times spoken word poetry has been used as a voice for people who maybe otherwise don't feel like they have a voice in community or in artistic circles, in the literary scene, whatever. And for that reason is why spoken word has always kind of been a hook for me personally. It's been kind of my language of liberation is kind of what I often say. I can say things in poetry that I can't say in English, you know, sitting with someone.
On stage, Erickson will be joined by hosts Connor Lindrum and KXLL's Annie Bartholomew, the WooshK House Band, DJ Durego, Amy Penny, Caroline Garcia, Ziggy Unsicker, Erica Berggren, Fish Hook, Mike Christensen, David Parrish, Maureen Longworth, and Christina Apathy. In Juno, I'm Scott Burton.
Transition into the morning by daydreaming. Have ideas with your coffee. If something upsets you in the middle of your day, cry about it. If something is wonderful, wonder about it. Later, you can go to a bar by yourself. Reject drinks from men who think you're almost as beautiful as their last girlfriend. Dance. Dance like your bones are making love to their own ligaments, like you have a pivotal passion for your own body. Turn down for what? Cross a crowded room. Squeeze by the man whose shoulders could carry the world or you. Run your hands across his back as you softly step through his space. Like every muscle in his thoughts might be a star, but you're not here to catch one. Modify this move by saying, "Excuse me." Do what feels comfortable for you. Stay out past midnight, even if you run out of magic. Eat a milkshake for breakfast. Why not? You'll find that misbehaving gets easier the more you do it. Soon you might neglect to remember birthdays in a timely fashion. You might let the weeds stage a coup in your garden. Your closet could be full of unironed clothes and poster board protest signs. When you get good at misbehaving, then, at a family reunion, recall fond memories of relatives people are no longer proud of. Campaign for the most broke candidate. Learn a new hobby in your 60s. Go to a dinner party and correct racist assumptions over grilled chicken. Want to get good at misbehaving? Support the troops. And the dishwashers. And the orange pickers. And the seamstresses. And the mailmen. Support the road workers and the surgeons and the musicians and the city council members and the teachers and the admin assistants and the men and women who are standing in Auk Bay cutting heads off fish at this very moment. Support their grandmothers. Support your children. Teach them history with honesty. Teach them to write their own questions. Forget state assessments. Teach them the language you dream in. Stand back and get a good look at the masterpiece that is your morning. And then, when the guards aren't watching, cross the rope and touch it. Say what you feel, sister. Have an outburst and don't apologize. Be the kind of good girl who stands, who speaks, who moves, who shakes. 'Cause in the world I want to live in, all the good girls I know are great at misbehaving.